You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. It's about a minute until the bottom of the hour. Our guests on the show now are artist and producer Ryan Conroe and the executive director at the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, Fred Smith. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. Fred Olson, excuse me.
Hi. Hi, thanks, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. Mr. Olson, can you please introduce yourself to our listeners and let us know how you are related to this project, When the Salmon Spoke?
Sure. Kifgansi Hinodikiang, place of one's own is my name in the Haida language. My name's Frederick Olson Jr., and I am the new executive director of the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, SEITC. Tis Peterman, the outgoing executive director, was a key person in this production, and I was also involved with interviews and, you know, a lot to do with the production. But of course, Tis Peterman in Wrangell had a tremendous amount to do with this production.
Okay, and this production is titled When the Salmon Spoke. Ryan Conroe, can you give us a brief description? This is premiering this Sunday. Our listeners will be able to watch this multimedia production online. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, sure. We are so excited to share these stories and this work after a lot of really powerful, potent sharing within the team and community members who participated. It's really exciting to be on the cusp of this going sort of public and being shared far and wide starting on Sunday. Fred and SEITC have been a partner organization on this project along with Salmon Beyond Borders, which is based in Juneau, and Skeena Wild Conservation Trust, which is a northern BC conservation organization. Their First Nations coordinator, Kirby Muldeau, has been our liaison there. And then I work with an arts organization here in New York, which is where I'm calling from, Ping Chong and Company. And so it's been a collaboration between our different organizations. A couple of years ago, I was a part of another project with Ping Chong Company in Juneau, a production of community members' stories that we did at the JAC called Anyat Kusani, Noble People of the Land, stories of family histories of downtown Juneau from Tlingit and Haida elders. And out of that project emerged this conversation with SEITC, Tis Peterman, and with Salmon Beyond Borders, Heather Hardcastle and Jill White, to say, what if we did something similar to this approach, a theatrical production of community stories around the concerns that those organizations work with, which is transboundary policy issues to protect the wild salmon fisheries of Southeast Alaska. This is a very complicated issue that I have been really privileged to be learning a lot about in the past couple of years. Simply put, it's about fish, and it's about mines, and it's about the impacts that those two big things have on so many families and communities economically, culturally, over decades and centuries. There's a lot of mines in northern BC, and many of those mines, should they contaminate watersheds, are going to send contaminants down into Southeast Alaska watersheds and communities and potentially destroy fisheries. So the organizations were basically like, you know, we do all this policy work, we try to raise awareness, we hold community meetings, but we said together, what if we tried to raise awareness through storytelling and through an artistic process and product, and invite people to really get to know the humans in a more three-dimensional way rather than an issue-based way.
Okay.
So we spent 2 years working, and then when the pandemic hit, we sort of reorganized, and we are releasing it now as an online event on Sunday.
Okay, and Ryan, we can come back to you and get some more details here in a minute. I know, Mr. Olson, you have to get going here really quickly. As the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission Executive Director, what does this project mean to you?
It's a way to put a face on the river for people. You know, to a lot of people, the areas we're talking about are the middle of nowhere. But it's our backyard. It's right where we live and breathe. And something else, you know, our group, we're not a typical nonprofit, or we're not a racial group. We're stressing the government-to-government relationship that federally recognized tribes have with the United States federal government. And some people think, oh, isn't that issue solved? You know, because Alaska has an MOU with British Columbia. But of course not, because that wasn't legally binding in the first place. But now with the new administration, you know, we've heard nothing about that, really. And, you know, in the previous administration, especially the Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, who's suddenly, you know, sorry, passed away recently. Everyone remembers the great Byron Mallott. He did a lot in this area, but now the Alaska's sort of silent. And it's important for our group to be out there, but not to be preaching, you know, but this is real. The folks are real and the stories are real. They're not just stories, you know, once upon a time, it's people's life experience. And what the river, in this case, what the Stikine River really means to folks and to their great grandchildren.
Fred, do you have time for one more question or do you need to get going?
Sure.
I guess my last question to you, and then we'll let you go, is what do you hope, you know, you say you hope that this project puts a face on the river. Once people see that face, what do you hope comes of this project?
Well, I really hope that we can figure out some sort of solution, because right now, while we're talking, the Tulsiqua Chief Mine continues to pollute the Taku River watershed. And even though there's been a lot of fancy talk, nothing has been done to clean it up. Decades roll on, and we just need to really get down and work on some of these projects, work on some of these issues. You know, they're not going away. You know, it's ironic. Any jobs that we create to monitor tailings facilities are going to last longer than the operation life of the mine that created the waste.
All right.
But we're not trying to for people. We all know this, you know, and we're just, you know, everyone's a kid and they all watch 101 Dalmatians and everybody, you know, knows they're on the side of the dog. But then sometimes, you know, some of us, we grow up and we become Cruella de Vil. So we got to see what side we're on here. But this is another way, too, of showing that the border, we're not trying to preach here either, but the border has been placed there. It's arbitrary and it's political, but it was drawn right across our people's worlds. You know, Tlingit, Tahltan, on, and different clans. And, you know, this was just imposed. And just to show the folks have been here, we are here, and we're going to be here. And we just want this to keep going on. And so, you know, we're using computers right now to talk, and people use phones, and those need metals. So we need mining of some sort, but we can also do it right. You know, like, just because you want seatbelts in cars doesn't mean you're against automobiles. You know, you want to be safe.
Okay, that's the voice of Fred Olson. He's the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. Mr. Olson, thank you so much for your time. We'll let you go. Ryan, I hope you'll stay on the line with us. And
for sure.
Mr. Olson, before I let you go, anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, no. Thank you very much. Appreciate this. And yeah, tune in Sunday at 3 p.m.
All right.
See you.
Bye-bye. All right. Ryan Conroe of Ping Chong and Company, performing artist, producer, multimedia artist, also on the phone with us right now. You want to give us the details about how we can watch this on Sunday, and then maybe we can talk a little bit more about the art behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. Really excited to share it with folks. So on Sunday, the production will go live online. I should say the link will go live. It's not a live event. It's recorded and we're editing. We're finishing up the editing now, but the link will become live on Sunday.
Last minute.
And yeah, right. Exactly. The link will go live on Sunday, and we're inviting people to a watch party to sort of tune in at the same time or about the same time. And then at this, by the same token, though, the link will exist into the future. So if you miss it on Sunday or you want to watch it again, it'll be there for you to open anytime for free. So it's it launches Sunday, and then it'll hang out there on the internet.
All right. And the title's When the Salmon Spoke, right?
That's right. When the Salmon Spoke. And it is a video production that is inspired by the theatrical series that was the original idea for this work. It changed to an online project during this coronavirus pandemic. So that's why it's now a video. The best way to find it is to visit one of our partner organizations' websites, like Salmon Beyond Borders or SEITC, or go to the website anyatku.org, AANYATXU.org, anyatku.org. And that website is where you can find the link to each, to the event itself when it's live. Following the watch party on Sunday, we're going to be hosting a live stream conversation via Zoom. So you can also find the link to that live stream conversation. Community members will be sharing more stories. The collaborator I mentioned before, Kirby Moldo from Northern BC, will be facilitating a conversation about the project.
Got it. And when, if people tune in on Sunday, what can they expect? What's it going to look like?
Yeah, sure. You know, I have to say, artistically, it's been a really juicy conversation and learning experience with my collaborators on this. Anita McPhee, who's a tall, tan woman, and Tiss Peterman, who Fred mentioned, who's Tlingit. Anita is from Northern BC. Tiss is from Wrangell. And the three of us have kind of taken creative leadership of the project, as well as artistic collaborators contributing music and sound, et cetera. And the piece that you'll see is about 85-minute video production. It includes animation. It includes gorgeous, sumptuous footage of the Upper Stikine and Lower Stikine rivers. And it's primary focus is on 8 community members sharing their life stories. 4 people from Wrangell and 4 people from the Upper Stikine communities of Tahltan territory. And so much of the piece is really kind of zooming in, if you will, to spend time with these 8 individuals as they tell their life stories.
Okay. I wonder if some people listening to this might wonder what this production, if it's taking a position on mining or not. And I think Fred alluded to this a little bit. Can you take it from there?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if I remember what Fred said a minute ago.
putting seatbelts on, not being anti-car, but let's at least put seatbelts on.
Thank you. I do remember that now that you mention it. Yes, exactly. I think that's, I appreciate the metaphor that Fred used, because the organizations and the individuals who are part of this are advocates of responsible mining. They are not claiming to seek a future where there is no more mining. Before I say anything else, I just want to say, I want to acknowledge that I'm speaking on behalf of many people who have worked together in many organizations, and I'm just one. And in terms of the issues and policies in question in this project, I've had a steep learning curve, and I'm working with people who've dedicated their lives to this work. So I want to say that if I say something or make a mistake, I want to apologize, and that mistake is mine. But with that caveat, I will say that the project acknowledges, and most importantly, the 8 people who tell their life stories in the project acknowledge that mining and the materials that come from mines are important and in many ways essential. And here we are on technological tools to have this conversation right now. And important minerals, rare earth minerals, were used to make this laptop that I'm calling you from. And that's going to continue. So it's not a question of just claiming to want to stop all mining, but to say, how do we do it responsibly? And how do we all work together for a world in which indigenous communities in this region are the deciders? This is their traditional land. In this case, it's Tahltan territory. And the sort of like exhausting, inexorable colonial battle that they fought to be able to even have jurisdiction over their own land is just appalling. And they, I think this project and these organizations seek a world in which mining happens in a way that's much more responsible to the environment and to fish, and that is those decisions are led and guided by the people whose land the mines are on.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ryan Conroe, one of the producers behind When the Salmon Spoke. It's premiering this Sunday online at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but will then be available on demand afterwards. As Fred Olson put it, When the Salmon Spoke is going to put a face on the people of the Stikine River, or put a face on the river. Ryan, what do you hope comes from this project?
I am thrilled, first of all, for people to people who tune in on Sunday and beyond to actually get a chance to meet and spend time with the 8 storytellers. And there are also 2 narrators in the piece who are also from the region. Aaron Tripp from Juneau is one of the narrators. And Peter Morin, who's Tahltan and lives currently in Toronto, is the other narrator. So there are 10 voices from the region and faces. So I'm really excited for people to come away knowing people of the Stikine River. And I hope that people leave this experience choosing to take action in a way that they can in their communities. I think it'd be really great to have folks in Southeast Alaska tune in and start to ask, how can we be a part of supporting change to you know, manifest this world where responsible mining is led by indigenous communities. You know, I think we all bear responsibility, those of us who are already in a space of advocating for clean, green economy, these sort of watchwords that are thrown around now. And it's great to say, let's have a Green New Deal, let's have a clean economy. But another conundrum is that a lot of the technologies that are going to get us there, that we hope will get us there, like wind turbines, for one example, like rechargeable batteries, et cetera, those are also made from rare earth minerals. So a point that I learned from my collaborators is, if you are achieving a clean economy and destroying salmon fisheries at the same time, it sort of doesn't count. It negates itself. So how do we all engage in understanding of how we really reach for a you know, clean, sustainable way of life in this region?
Okay. I'm going to put links to everything at ktoo.org for today's Juneau afternoon post. But remind us again, if somebody doesn't want to go through that, where they can watch, how they can watch When the Salmon Spoke on Sunday.
Sure. It's the website is anyatku.org, and I'll spell it for you. It's anyatxu.org. Or you can go to Salmon Beyond Borders website or Salmon Beyond Borders Facebook page. Same for Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. So there's multiple ways to find it.
All right. Ryan Conroe of Ping Chong and Company, and a few other hats as well. It's been nice speaking with you. Thanks for being on today's Juneau afternoon.
Thanks for inviting me, Scott. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Even though we're Northwest, we still rep the Southeast. Sit back and I will tell y'all something about me. I'm not smoking cannabis, this is just some sin to me. You're misunderstanding me, I do this one for family. It's second nature, we got an amending hall glacier. It's gonna captivate you, so you know this record major. Became the native gangster youth, thanks to you. Ain't no breaks to fool, this is Juno. Ain't no Angoon, who knew the Kodiak? I follow my zodiac, we can feel the spirit, so come here and bring my homie back. These bars are rolled up to represent the totem. We moving it canoeing to the beat of our own drum. Idolize Kutia, I write my Makuhina. Turn on the lights, I act like I'm with Tina. As long as you're under all of us, you're not a failure. Always wearing yellow, native clothing regalia. I pick those blueberries.
I love my mom. I smoked a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Quan. I picked those blueberries. I love my mom. I smoke a fat pound of salmon. Ich sachan nach Quan.